With a farm-to-table spirit offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts, you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AM PM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Walt Tip to the Red Rage, we're back. Lally writes, I can't help but think back to the very beginning of the college football playoff debacle when your former friend Bill Hancock insisted to you that they would not expand and certainly not to 16. My. Lies and deceptions. Yeah, you know, again, way back when, Bill used to tell me that there would be no playoff. And then finally he acquiesced and he said, if I give you a 4-team playoff, basically, will you leave me alone? And I said, no, Bill, it's called creeping incrementalism. I will not. I said, the playoff will expand. And he insisted that it would not. And, of course, anyone with any common sense knew that it would. And not only has it expanded, but it will expand again. And quite honestly, it's going to expand before January 23rd, 2026, because that's the drop-dead date on the next expansion. And so that's coming. I can tell you right now, we're moving to 16. We're moving to 16. We sometime before January 23rd, we're almost there. I mean, we're talking, you know, 40 days. Sometime before then, we're going to learn that we're moving to 16. That's what's happening. And, you know, and eventually we're going to go beyond that, too. I mean, there's not going to be a break on it. There's not going to be a break. Eventually we're going to get to the Big Ten model of 24. I'm convinced of that. That's where we're headed. But for right now, trust me, 16 is right around the corner, and that's going to be the alleged answer to some of this. Matt, I'll get to you in a second. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. Voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. There's not multiple best. There's only one. And Roto-Rooter has won it the last 2 years, and with good reason. They're the best. All they do is plumbing. They're specialists. They do plumbing. They're the only plumber you've ever heard of, let's be honest. Voted best plumber in the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. They've saved both Ramona and myself. Your trusted local plumber, over 1,100 five-star reviews in the upstate. The same family has owned the franchise for over 40 years. Clemson alumni, treating people right. Open 24/7, 365. You get a live human being, even on your worst day. Roto-Rooter is going to be there to save you. It doesn't matter what time of day or night, you have the comfort of knowing that you'll speak to a live person. Commercial and residential plumbing, full service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair replacement, high velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. They do it all, and all they do is plumbing. They don't dabble, they're plumbers. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. Have that number. I'm not here around the clock. Have that number. Put it on your phone. Do it the old way. Put it on your refrigerator so you know where it is. 864-695-1117. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely, Matt. Thank you.
How many teams are in the FCS playoff when they conduct theirs? Is it 16, 32, or 24?
Matt, I think I lost Matt. Matt, you get back in, and we will try and put you up. But I don't think there's any limit to. I think there's a limit. Mike Leach wanted a million teams, so he's not going to get that. But I think 24 is doable. I think that's where we're headed. The Big Ten has a model for a 2014 model. And that model included a guaranteed number of teams to the ACC, which was four, and the other leagues as well. And the SEC and the Big Ten, I believe, had a guarantee, I want to say, of five in that deal. And to me, I think that'd be great. I think that sounds to me like something that would almost be advantageous to the ACC, especially given the state of the world. I think that Big Ten model is the model that the ACC should want. Yeah, Matt. So, on FBS level, we've seen it work. So I don't see any reason that it couldn't here. So I would agree with
gotcha,
that.
Gotcha, Walt. Appreciate it. I was lost between two hills, apparently.
That's all good.
Speaking of lost, my Colts, I think we destroyed our future for a cornerback. We gave two first rounds, and then we bet a future on Daniel Jones. And I know the guy played hard, and, he tore his Achilles. But
yeah,
we burned a lot this season. And
Ballard's an idiot.
I'm kind of down on it.
You're an idiot for a GM. I just think you have to go in a different 100%. Direction. I've thought this forever.
I like the ownership.
Yeah.
I like the ownership change. I like that model. But I think, like you said, Ballard's an idiot, and we shot ourselves in the foot, both feet, on this one. The best team in football, I still think, right now, is the Rams. It's going to be interesting to see how they go. I think Allen will propel his team to the Super Bowl this year. He's playing out of his mind.
He's going to have to play out of his mind, Matt, because I think his team basically sucks. I really do. I mean, I don't think Buffalo is a good football team at all. I think they are Josh Allen and the Allenettes, and it's like you say, they'll go. You know what it reminds me of? If you go back in history, it reminds me of how Elway was carrying some teams to the Super Bowl in Denver that had no business being there, and then they'd get to the Super Bowl and they'd get killed, and then people would say Elway was a failure. No, Elway brought teams there that had no business being there, and that's what this feels like with Buffalo. I don't think it's a good football team. I mean, I think their defense stinks. Their run defense is atrocious. It may have gotten a little bit better. Cook is a nice player. They finally are getting the tight ends involved, but they need more receivers. I mean, there's not a number one receiver on that football team. They ask Allen to do absolutely everything. Other than that, Matt, we can all rejoice. Ding dong, the witch is dead because the Kansas City Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, Ramona, the mighty Patrick Mahomes, is they're not going to the playoffs, Ramona. They lost again. Three more INTs for the great Patrick Mahomes, the guy who's better than Brady.
We can bury Taylor Swift now. That's the best part of it.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be looking for a different tight end.
I have no idea who on the rosters that would be. I'm gonna call it now. It's probably gonna tick off my brother, but I think Navy's gonna bury Army this weekend. So I'm thinking 24-7, something like that. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. We like a little holiday brotherly hatred between you two. Getting back to Indiana, I thought Indiana was just utterly sensational against Ohio State. In the first half of the game, they were the team that ran the ball. They stoned the Ohio State run game in the first half. Eventually, Ohio State had a little run game going with Bo Jackson. His stats wound up looking a little better than it actually played out in the game. Even though Ohio State was winning at the half, you had the feeling that Indiana should have been winning, and Indiana was the team that was successfully running the football in the first half. And like I tell you all the time, it's attempts, and it was attempts again. It was Indiana stayed at it. They weren't gaining great yards. They're getting 3-4 yards a pop, but they kept at it. And that is the only way they were able to protect Mendoza, that and his own ability to extend plays. But I just thought it was a game for the ages, in a game that was just incredibly competitive, edge of your seat. It wasn't 40-37. It was 13-10, and Ohio State missed a short field goal that would have tied it. And quite honestly, we might have wound up in overtime and just extended that game, and who knows at that point. I thought Ohio State finally got a little bit of traction in some ways in the second half, but Indiana controlled the outcome. They controlled the game. They were the better team. Ohio State did have a 50-60-yard pass play in the final play of the game, which added to the yardage, which was meaningless. With 2 seconds left. But the reality is, I thought Indiana played like they were the team in control. As in control as you can be in a tight, closely competitive game where it felt like any one mistake could break you. But ultimately, the difference in the game where I thought was two different things. One was Indiana's ability throughout the game to run the ball. Again, In the scope of this game, okay, they're running against the Ohio State defense. All right, so this is not your normal rushing defense, but they had two running backs that each had like 60 yards. Okay, that's what running the football against an Ohio State's going to look like. A bunch of carries and that type of yardage. So they rushed for like 120 yards. That's all they needed. That's what they needed to do, and that's why they stuck with it. They knew it would be essential, and it was essential. And it was essential in a little bit, I think, wearing Ohio State down a little bit in the second half. And the big-time throws that were made in the game were made by Fernando Mendoza. And look, you people who listen to this show know that when Mendoza was still at Cal, I had him labeled as a future round one quarterback, and I knew he was going to be these things. Tyler Shuck's another guy like that, that we told you what he was going to be, but who's now excelling with the Saints. But Mendoza was a guy that we gave you way back then and have been proven right about him, and he's going to win the Heisman Trophy now, and he deserves it. He deserves to win the Heisman Trophy. And Ramona, did you see Mendoza interviewed after the game? Oh, my God. I've never seen somebody so excited. His voice... when Kwok gets fired up or excited, his voice goes up?
Yeah.
Mendoza's voice way high, way high. But it was just like sheer joy. And some of the nitwits on social media have to condemn everything. The kid had every reason to be ecstatic about his team's performance. That's all he wanted to talk about, too, was team. And he's thanking God. And his voice is like, has gone so high. He's probably never reached that level in his life. And it was just a moment of sheer joy and excitement. And that team was just terrific. And I thought that they caused Sand some issues defensively. So in addition to the consistency of the Indiana run game throughout the whole game, Mendoza making the big-time throws in the second half was huge. I mean, he made several incredible throws. I mean, just incredible throws. Just, the type of throws you get from a number one overall draft pick. That's what he did. And he extended plays, and he made tough plays. And look, here's the thing. This guy should have been knocked out in the first play of the game. I thought he was gone. I thought he had a concussion, was knocked out in the first play of the game, and I thought it was all over for Indiana. Not just for this game, but probably for the season. And instead, he got back up from that. His brother came in for one snap. He got back up for that, took the field, and won the game. And just absolutely, absolutely incredible. But the other part that I thought that really caused Sand some problems, and you won't necessarily see this reflected in the stats because Sand's final numbers look pretty good. And it's not that he played poorly, because he didn't. He was facing an Indiana defense and a scheme that he just had not seen before, because these linebackers at Indiana, they're unbelievable, as we've talked about many, many times. You know, first of all, that's why they stay on the field. But they get such great drops under everything. You run a simple out to the outside, those linebackers are in the passing lane. They're all incredibly active, and they're just so synchronized in everything they do that they just don't allow you to do anything. Every pass is challenged. Every pass. You have to be able to layer the ball with precise accuracy against Indiana, or it's going to be a pick. You have to layer the ball over these linebacker drops, and they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. And they basically undercut every single route you run. And they're there. They're there with their hands, and they're making you throw perfect passes. So if you're absolutely perfect, that's good. But if you're anything short of that, you're going to run into problems. And I thought Sayan had issues with that. It caused him to hold the ball, and you can't hold the ball against the Indiana pass rush. I think Indiana had 6 sacks. Whatever they had, it was something of that sort. And part of it is the linebackers are so good in coverage that they cause Sayan to have to hold the ball for another tick. And in that other tick, he went down a lot. And I thought that was one of the differences in the game. Ohio State's linebackers are great. Probably the first linebacker taken in the draft. But from an Indiana standpoint, Fisher and company and Jones and that whole group, and the way they're coached, the job that Haynes does coaching that defense, it's like football poetry. It's absolutely insane. It is football synchronized defense to a level which you just never see it collegiately. You just don't. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And I thought the game was everything that it was supposed to be. I thought both teams acquitted themselves really well. And I think Indiana proved to the world that they 100% belong, and they are 100% a team that is capable of winning the national championship, which is just amazing. It's just amazing. Indiana had lost 30 straight games to Ohio State. That all came to the end in the biggest marquee battle between the two teams in their respective history. Seminole Ted, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. That first 2 hours or more, I think, was rough on my voice. Franklin Tree Service, proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and a partner of Road Rage. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. I had more than one. I had like 20. And Brian Franklin told me which I needed to take down, which I didn't. The bottom line is, had I not had those trees removed by Brian Franklin and his excellent service before Helene had, I would have lost my home. There's just no question. And so Brian really saved my life. He certainly saved my home. and I'll be eternally grateful to them. They're absolutely the best. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Seminole Ted, you're up first when we get back.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Line up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, y'all, it's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12-125 through 1726. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
The NBA is happening Christmas Day. 5 games, 1 unforgettable lineup.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Buckets for breakfast, breakaways for dessert. It's the holiday tradition.
Christmas is our day.
With star power from across the globe.
It's the stars, they are going to be out.
The best gift, you don't even have to unwrap it.
We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
NBA Christmas Day begins at noon Eastern on ABC and ESPN.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about the College Bowl Game Preview Show. We put this together in short order, so you're getting it in short order. The College Football Game Preview Show, Thursday, December 11th. That's, 3 days from now. That is from 5 to 8 at Mellow Mushroom of Clemson. So plan on being out there for that. Get on out, have a big time. It's the College Bowl Game Preview Show. That's also, Ramona, a lot of information to digest and analyze in a very short period of time. So that schedule is quick, too. So that's basically upon us. So mark your little calendars there. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted?
I'm doing good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, man. That Indiana team is great. You think Hoosiers, you think basketball, but this ain't your daddy's Hoosiers team, is it?
No. This is, they are 100% legitimate. You've heard me say that I think they're the best coach team in America, and I think that was on display again. I mean, I just think the way their defense operates, I think every defensive coordinator in America should study them. Now, it's not enough to study them. You got to get the pieces. If you want to use your linebackers in the way that Indiana does, they're going to have to be athletic.
No, I agree. I'm looking forward to that Texas Tech matchup if it comes to it, which I'm pretty sure it will. But I think that's going to be probably the best game of the whole entire playoff.
Yeah, I think that I haven't got to this yet, but I'm a little disappointed with the Texas Tech bracket. I think they have a really tough out. Playing Oregon first, who I think is also capable of winning the national title, and then if they win that, their prize is likely to play Indiana. So they have a really tough, very tough path, because I think, I have said this repeatedly, in our map poll, I have consistently had Texas Tech third. And I had them above what everybody else had them. Look, we're going to see Clemson play Penn State. Not in the game I expected, not in the time frame I expected before the year. And I couldn't have had that more wrong. Well, I guess that part came out right, but not in any way like I expected it to. So, bzz, bzz. But, some of these other things I did have. I had Texas Tech. I had Texas A&M. I had Miami. I thought that these things were true, but and I expected big things out of Texas Tech, but Texas Tech's defense is the most talented defense in America, the most talented, period. They are far and away better than anybody else. Indiana is a great combo of talent and scheme. Texas Tech's linebackers get great drops because of just how athletic they are. And that defensive front that they imported is just absolutely filthy. And they complement that with great offense. No one should be deceived on this issue. Don't watch one game of Texas Tech and think they're not good offensively. They're dynamic offensively. They have two talented running backs. They have an awesome core of explosive receivers, and they have size at receiver. They have a quarterback in Morton that has an NFL arm, and they're really well coached by Joey McGuire. I've been talking McGuire up for several years as more than just a high school legend, and I think that has come to fruition. And what they did to BYU, there ought to be a law against, and they did it to him twice. And no one else.
They did do it to him twice. Yeah,
and no one else beat him. You know, and that shows you how dominant they are. Honestly, I compared them to Jerry Tarkanian's basketball teams. I think that's what they remind me of. They have this type of athletic dominance that you seldom see, and especially in this time period. So they are going to be an absolute problem. They can 100% win the national title, but they're going to have a very tough path because, to my way of thinking, they're going to have to beat Oregon. I think Oregon is the team everyone is sleeping on. I think Oregon's defense is by far the best defense that it's been under Dan Lanning. I think their defensive line is way better than it's been. And so this is the first Oregon defense that I think is legitimate national championship defense. They have a quarterback who's going to go one or two in the National Football League draft. And then their wide receiver talent and their running back talent is elite. I mean, if the wide receiver talent is healthy, it's awesome. And so I think they're very dangerous, and they're a team that's been down this road a little bit. They were here last year with big expectations. So I think they're very dangerous. I mean, if we get Texas Tech Oregon, like I think we will, that game is going to be a game for the ages. Can't wait to see that.
Last thing, and I'll take it off the air. That Buffalo game was insane yesterday.
Oh, unbelievable.
As much as I hate Josh Allen, that was just unreal. The last 7 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of the best games of the year in the NFL, and I'll take the comments off the air. Have a good one, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. Yeah, played in the snow. You know, Buffalo was in big trouble in the fourth quarter, and then they scored 21 points in 4 minutes, helped by two consecutive Burrow interceptions, one that went for a pick six. And it was so funny, Ramona, because Buffalo has a guy coming off the edge, and it's a blitz off the edge, if I remember right. It might have been, I can't remember if it was a DB or linebacker. I don't remember. But Burrow has a free rusher, but he sees that as an opportunity. So he floats a pass. He pushes it like a pop pass, but he pushes it instead of throwing it. And you're playing in friggin' Buffalo, and it's cold and snowing and windy, and that was not a good idea. And he tried to get it over the rusher, and it didn't work. He picked it off and returned it for a touchdown. And the announcers immediately say, hey, that's not going to deter Joe Burrow. He's unbelievable. He's going to come out firing. You know that right now. They come out, Ramona, first, the next play, he's picked off again.
Oh, no.
The very next play. And at that point, the announcer says, okay, I'm not going to talk about them being a great quarterback anymore.
I don't blame him.
And I'm laughing. But Buffalo, because of it, scored 21 points in 4 minutes. But, you know, their defense still sucks, and Allen still had to win the game at the end. They had like a third down and 15, I think is what it was, and Allen scrambles for the first down. Cincinnati, for some reason, doesn't have a spy on Allen at that point in the game, and he runs for a first down in the snow conditions, and that clinches the game. Man, I'll tell you what, if Josh Allen drags that team to a Super Bowl, they should give him the MVP for the next 10 years, because I sort of think Buffalo sucks other than Josh Allen. I just don't think they're very good. But, you know, he's the best player in the game. He's going to have to be to drag that team to a Super Bowl. Todd Neasley. Todd, how are you?
Fine, you Walt.
Good, Todd. Appreciate you getting in.
Got the last test results from my mom, and it's cancer-free as well.
That's awesome. That's the best news I've heard. Thank you. Congratulations. Absolutely yep. awesome. Thrilled for you and your family. Thrilled for your mom.
A lot of stress off of us, I can promise you that.
100%.
Well, like we was talking earlier today with Quackenbush, and then talking about Indiana's bad history as far as our football program concerned.
Yeah.
And I had to bring up one little tidbit to poke at the Gamecocks with. They kept the Gamecocks bowl streak going as far as not winning the bowl game until 1994 back in 88. When they had Anthony Thompson at running back.
Yeah. Yeah, Indiana. Yeah. Yeah, it's a...
They extended the chickens' misery. And that, from that point on, I've been a Hoosier fan.
That's funny, Todd. Oh, man.
All right, that's all I got.
All right, thank you, Todd. Yeah, it's too funny. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a condo hotel on Lake Hartwell, Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. It's incredible. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499, and three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, I should say, or the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condos they can still use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. 888-786-3648. Tell them I say it's how it works. 888-786-3648. It is Lakeside Lodge. There's nothing like it. The property is heaven sent. You really need to see it for yourself. So plan on seeing it and tell them I sent you. I promise you'll thank me later. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's and the Christmas toy drive they are having. And that you can get to Moretti's for incredible lunches, too. Hey, look. If you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville, exit onto Butler Road towards Malden, and you're there in just about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo, New York-style favorites that hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza is thicker than New York City crust, light, crispy, never doughy, and the Buffalo wings, crispy, juicy, with that spicy, buttery kick that only real buffalo wings have. Grab them with ranch or blue cheese and you're set. And you all know to get the blue cheese. If you want something hearty but quick, try their beef and weck. Thin sliced roast beef on a sea salt caraway bun. They pile it high. They cook it for 8 hours. Serve with horseradish and au jus. It's a Buffalo classic and a power lunch favorite. And right now, you can make a kid's holiday brighter. That's right. Bring a toy for their holiday toy drive and get a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you from Moretti's. How about that? You know, we never expect to get anything when we give, but Moretti's is even taking care of you there. So what a great opportunity. Bring a toy for the Moretti's Holiday Toy Drive. Do it and get a free cocktail dessert as a thank you from our friends at Moretti's. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, calzones, salads, pasta, and more, plus a full bar and great sports vibe, including the famous Little John Coliseum table. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-by stuff, or the drive-through stuff, I should say. Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. Quick break, you can get in. 654-7627.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Tiger Nation, K Klubnik here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays, and that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Snappy. Walt Dibb, Tulip Red Rage, we are back. Lots to get to, still lots to cover. We've been talking a little Indiana, Ohio State, and the football game that was. It was, we were truly watching elite football. And quite honestly, in watching the entirety of the college football season, the entirety of the NFL season, there hasn't been a lot of elite football. There just hasn't. But we saw elite football in that game. The best game I've seen all year. Best championship game I've seen in a very long time. And it was a defensive battle, and it was fun to watch. And, you know, it's funny because the offenses really were pretty good. You just couldn't tell because the defenses were so incredibly dominant. But ultimately, the Heisman Trophy winner, Mendoza, managed to do what others couldn't do against Ohio State's defense this year. He made winning throws. He made primetime throws, big-time throws, throws that would be classified as big-time throws in the second half against Ohio State to do just enough to win the game. And then it still took Ohio State missing a field goal. Let's be honest. That you make that field goal, it's 13-all, and who knows? I mean, still might be playing. It still might be 13-all. You know. So it was really incredible. Hey, let me tell you, and we needed that, quite honestly, especially after the way the weekend turned subsequent to that. Let me tell you about Ace Homecom. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families always count on. They handle everything, repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. And, you know, I know they say it's going to warm up again, but it's cold right now. And, you know, like even right outside now, it looks snowy to me. And so we might want to watch the temperature tonight. But, look, when the temperatures drop and it's 15 degrees at night, you're going to want the security of knowing that if something goes wrong with your heating, you're going to need help then. And that's when Ace Homeco is going to be there then. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Homeco is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. Take advantage of that $189 value. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. And, of course, tell them I sent you. It is Zeke and Robert right now. Zeke, how are you, Zeke? Good to have you.
What's up, Paul? Big game tomorrow night in the Garden.
Oh, absolutely enormous. I mean, I think from a Clemson basketball standpoint, it's got to be one of the biggest regular season games ever. It's nothing to do with winning or losing. It's the stage. It's the opponent. It's the respect that Clemson basketball is now getting nationally on all fronts.
Well, I think that's where you nailed it right there. I mean, and you want to win. Let's just stop. You want to win. Mm-hmm. It'd be a great win for the conference. Conference off to a good start. But Brad Brunell has put his program in a position to be invited to play in the Garden against an elite team.
Yep.
That's right there, a statement in itself. And I do think they will respond well. I want to talk about what I was really happy with the Steelers' performance against Georgetown, 20-point win without Trimble. But here's a question for you, and maybe I might be way off base, and I get the – look, I'm a big Caleb Wilson fan. I think he's a really – I think in about 4 or 5 years you're really going to see once he develops in the NBA. But, Walt, quietly, I think the most consistent player and the most important player on North Carolina has been Henry Russier.
Yeah, probably so. You know, now Caleb gives you something that you haven't had in recent years, that 6'10 super freak athlete.
Well, he is a tremendous athlete, but I tell you what, they work good together. And here's one thing I will hate to give Hubert Davis a lot of credit, but while their top eight players would tremble out, none of those guys were even on campus last year.
Yeah.
They were all at different schools last year. So I think they, and you look at what's going on in Kentucky with the $22 million roster, no chemistry, they don't communicate, they don't even seem to like each other. I think that team in North Carolina has good chemistry. I think the Sear and Wilson work really well together. But the other thing is, they're only giving up 64 points a game. And I think that's because of the presence of Henry Russier, that front-line length, And I think when Truma comes back, Ward, it's only going to add to that team. So I think there's a lot to be excited about for the Comet. Great win by Duke.
Well, when are they saying Trimble's coming back? I love Trimble.
Right around the 25th.
Yeah.
Right around Christmas time. So, and I'm like you. I think he slides back in. I think the development of Derek Dixon, who I loved coming out of high school, who can flat out shoot the basketball, but he's a big point guard at 6'5", and I like that. I think his development, I think you'll see the kid from Colorado State move more off the ball, Kyan Evans, with Trimble and Dixon. I'm a big Jaren Stevenson fan because he does a lot of little things, but he makes that front line even longer.
Well, and again, that's the real difference this year between now and where North Carolina's been under Hubert Davis's watch, and that is North Carolina just hasn't had enough talented size, and if times have not had any size. Last year's team was like DePlane. I mean, you know, too many little guys on the court at the same time, and now with guys like Vassir and Caleb Wilson, et cetera, you've got size, you've got athleticism. It's a completely different team. Now, it's a team that Roy Williams would have admired.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And the other thing I will say also, Walt, is I give you credit. I'm not going to give Duke credit. I'm going to give you credit. But, I talked about, I thought that would be Duke's first loss. You said, Zeke, when was the last time Tom Izzo beat Duke?
Yeah.
So, you were right on that one. Once again, even on his home court, Tom Izzo couldn't beat Duke.
He never beats Duke. Yet he's the greatest coach of all time.
I'm going to make a quick prediction. Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow night, I'm not going to make a final score prediction, but I'll say this. I think this game comes down to the last 3 minutes. How's that?
Yeah.
I think it'll be that type of game. I think it's going to be in the low 70s, that type of game. But I think this game comes down to the last 3 minutes, and I think it'll be anybody's game going into the last 3 minutes. And I think it's going to be fun, exciting, and Walt, as always, thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Zeke. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not really broken down Clemson BYU as yet. I have in my own mind. I just haven't said it on air yet. But we're going to get to that at some point, really soon. But yeah, I'm beyond excited for that basketball game. I said this weeks ago. I was more excited for this than the game at Alabama. Alabama was on the road. The chance to play at the mecca of basketball, and I hope these kids all appreciate, and I sense that they do, where they're going and the magnitude of this game. Again, it's a regular season game. It's not a conference game. But just in terms of the national attention and the eyes on it and the opportunity to play a game like this, it's so enormous for the program. Again, that's win or lose. I mean, as long as Clemson competes, and I think they're going to compete, and there's a little sort of ace in the hole I'm holding back on, which I'll get to. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you as always.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
Yeah, what a great game at Indiana-Ohio State. I was hoping that that's what it would be. You know me, I'm an old-fashioned defensive kind of football fan. And, you know, my wife, it's funny, my wife, who's not really a football fan, she'll watch Clemson and she pulls for LSU, but she never really makes it through a whole game. She sat through that whole game, and when Mendoza threw that touchdown to Surratt, she looked at me and she was like, darling, that gave me chills.
Yeah.
You're darn right it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Mendoza took over that football game in the second half. I mean, he did what he needed to do, set up by what they did in the first half. I was concerned when Omar Cooper went out, to be quite honest.
Well, it's a big loss, but the Becker kid, you know, when Cooper was lost earlier in the year, the Becker kid stepped right in, and you saw just more productivity, and he did it again. You know, 6'4" and enough athleticism to get deep. I mean, you don't want to lose a guy like Omar Cooper, who made the insane catch against Penn State and who's their best deep threat. But Becker filled in admirably.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows what kind of team that coaching staff has put together up there. I mean, it is
I just love watching their defense play. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you attack this? How do you attack that type of thing? When I watch Indiana, I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer, but you better run the football against them. But they just make it so difficult. The linebackers are so good and athletic and get these deep drops, and they just make it really difficult. Quarterbacks just do not have any security making any of these throws because the linebackers are getting such deep drops and getting in the way of any pass. You know, you throw an out to the sideline, you've got a linebacker who's out there in that passing lane, has got his hands up, and it's that synchronized ability and that pressure that they put on you. And then that in turn causes quarterbacks to hold the ball a tick longer, and you can't hold the ball against them because they're going to sack you. And it's just like a masterclass in defense every time you watch them play. And that was against Ohio State with all those friggin' weapons they have.
Yeah. Yeah, I said this summer that a lot of people don't know who Brian Haynes is, but they will by the end of the season.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give Julian saying some kudos, because a lot of young quarterbacks would have, with the pressure that he was facing, they would have been trying to stick that ball in there, and he probably, a lot of quarterbacks would have thrown three or four interceptions.
That's exactly right. They would 100% would have, and I really thought he played pretty well given that situation, because I almost expected him to make a couple mistakes, and he really didn't, despite not having any running game for the whole first half of the game.
Yeah, he did a good job. I mean, like I said, a lesser quarterback would have come out of that game with three or four interceptions. So it was a really
and what you
really
wonder about, you wonder what he will have learned and what Ohio State will have learned should the two meet up again.
I mean, Walt, I agree. Maybe he did learn something, but at that age, is a couple games in the playoffs, if they meet up again, is he going to still be able to handle? I mean, that takes years of experience.
I still think it will 100% have helped him to have seen that defense. 100%, I think it will have helped him. It's not going to guarantee you anything, but because it's still going to be a tough defense to beat. But I think it will help him.
Yeah. One last thing, and I'm going to get off. And I know you might disagree with this, Walt, but man, I couldn't be more disappointed in Clemson's bowl. I despise those bowl games in those baseball stadiums. They're terrible.
Yeah, but at least you have a big game opponent. At least Clemson, Penn State, or you know, you've got.
I'd rather they play that game in Happy Valley.
Well, you've got a bowl game. You've got a bowl game with big name teams at the very least, and that, a game that you know.
Listen, that novelty wore off years ago on those games. Most people under 40 probably don't even understand playing football in Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the venue. I can't change the venue. I'm talking about the names of the teams, the expectations. Both teams had disappointing seasons.
But at least you
wound up with a big name opponent, regardless of who's playing for either team. I don't know that we know the answers to that yet. Hey, Robert, I have to run. Good talking to you as always. Thank you. Georgia Tech, Steve on the other side.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving. A